The WLEW, News and Public Affairs Department, now presents What Do You Think? Here's your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. Our guest in the studio today is Clark Ramsey. We'll be talking about the Maritime Festival in Harbor Beach coming up this weekend, some of the other events that will also be coming up in Harbor Beach as the summer months roll on. It's been a great summer thus far.
Yes, it has. It's always a great summer, Craig and Clark, in Harbor Beach, that's for sure. But this summer has been exceptional so far.
I mean, so we're working on a trifecta. Memorial Day, 4th of July, Labor Day, if we have great weather. This would be a real rarity, like in horse racing, a trifecta.
We'll take it regardless.
Okay. We have the Maritime Festival coming up this weekend.
Yes, indeed.
Gobs of things going on.
Yes, we like to consider it the pinnacle event of the city of Harbor Beach for the year. We have some great weather coming up, and it really kicks off. Today is Wednesday, tomorrow, Thursday, with the Thumb's largest mochi tournament. We have 66 teams lined up for the event, a double elimination that takes place starting at 5 p.m. We have our first act. The Hooligans, a classic rock band, are coming in. And they will be playing from 6 to 9 to entertain the folks playing bocce, and the whole night will wrap up about 11 p.m.
Now, for those of us who know football, baseball, basketball, what do you experience in bocce?
Bocce is more of a social gathering that also has a sport into it. So it's teams of four, and it's based out of Italy, and it's I'd say about a 5-inch ceramic ball that you throw.
Ceramic ball you're throwing at each other?
Yeah, sure. No.
This is sounding more and more fun all the time.
Exactly, right? Especially if you don't like your teammates. So you basically are trying to, you throw a small ball called the Polino, and you're trying to get your set of balls closest to the small ball.
I see.
Yeah, without sounding too obnoxious.
I mean, you know, I'm sure you look up online and see the rules, but I imagine more of the fun is just watching the people run around and, hey.
No, it's a great time. I mean, when you have 66 teams at four people each, it draws
so many teams. This must be gaining in popularity.
It is, and it's really growing in the whole Thumb region. And we've been doing this now for, I think, about 8 or 9 years, the bocce tournament. It's only gotten bigger every year. And so Teresa Hessling, she's the chairperson for that, does a great job every year. I'll be down there. We announce the teams. We make sure everything runs smoothly. Plus, we have live entertainment. We began that last year by bringing in a band Thursday night to extend our musical performances throughout the weekend.
Not while they're playing.
Well, while they're playing, yeah.
You don't do like Keystone Cop music or anything.
No. It's a good time for sure. And so that's Thursday, and then really Friday is the real big kickoff for all the events. We have a series of events. You can check all these items out, before I forget, at themaritimefestival.com. That's themaritimefestival.com. And how that goes is we have live music starting at 4:30 on the main stage. The Dowager Sciences has a steak fry.
Mm-hmm. The main stage is the new stage?
The main stage is the new stage. It's not completely done yet, but it is usable.
I heard it had a little bit of a debut earlier this summer, but this is what it was really made for, was the Maritime Festival. Put it where you need it.
Exactly. So we started this back, I think, about a year ago already, this new stage. And how it all came to be is we were looking to buy a portable stage. We had our eyes on one in Isla Mirada, Florida, I do believe it was.
Oh my gosh, you were all the way to the Keys.
And we were halfway down the Keys. And we had a local down there spending his winter there, so he went and checked it out. We got the approval from city council. We were going to buy it. We call him, and he sold it 4 hours beforehand. So he said, okay, well, like everything else we do in Harbor Beach, let's just do it ourselves.
You're lucky. It was probably full of gators and geckos anyway.
That's true. And Zika, for sure. And so that takes place, and we'll say, all right, well, let's just build our own. And so that's exactly what we did. And this one is bigger, it's better, it's more conducive to set up, and it's got a longer longevity for sure on it. So the stage is, I think, about 30 feet wide. It is 25 feet front to back. It's foldable, it's collapsible, it's raisable, and it has roof, which is the big thing. With all the big acts we're bringing in, they require a roof now, actually. So they have certain requirements they have for the acts, and we are there to serve them. So this new stage, allows us to really do some cool things. It can set up when said and done. 20 minutes we'll have the whole when it's completed.
The stage will be up. The band would still have to put their stuff
on.
But you'd have the stage
set up our stage in 20 minutes, really, if we needed to, versus our old stage, which we sold to Port Austin. Fair warning, Port Austin, it takes about a whole day to set up. But it's a good stage. And so we're really excited what this new stage can offer for us. We're looking at adding more concerts throughout the year, such as with the truck show. We had 2X coming for that. And then, of course, all of the Maritime Festival the whole weekend long.
Is there a trap door? Come on, Clark. You would put something like that in there.
I'm not at liberty to say.
Okay.
But
you've been working on this. You had the game show this year to help fund it and lots of things going on.
Yeah,
it's
really been a team effort. Maritime Festival Committee. The beauty about the Maritime Festival is we have a raffle, but it's actually a community raffle. So any nonprofit organization in the town, anything from the baseball team to the Lions Club to the Rotary Club to anyone in between, tickets are $5. We give away over $2,500 for first prize, and we give, I think, close to $4,000 away in total cash. But how the money breakdown works is for every ticket that organization sells, they get $2 back off the $5 ticket, no matter who wins. And then 50 cents per ticket goes to the Maritime Festival Committee, and we took our funds from that and then funded it into this new stage. So goes right back into the festival, goes back to benefit the community. Of course, the game show is a fundraiser for this as well, so we're pretty excited for it.
But the game show changes depending on what you need to raise funds for.
Exactly.
Once you've got the stage built, you don't have to keep funding it.
Let's hope so. This isn't like D.C.,
so you got the music kicking off at 4:30. I imagine people in town are going to be having garage sales left and right.
I believe so.
Usually when you have the festival in town, they figure they're going to have people in there. They start setting up.
Yeah, we have our citywide garage sales taking place, of course, Memorial Day weekend. But you can always go get your permits for that stuff. A lot of people in town.
Make sure you check the city hall for
absolutely.
You don't want to be shut down in the middle or have them come over and say,
oh, just imagine the sales that would be lost because of that.
So
Friday we have our book sale going on all weekend long at the library downtown, right at the main corner. Farmer's Market.
And there are still books in America.
What? That's news to me, Craig.
The library has them. They may become collector's pieces later on.
Yeah, we'll see after the election.
Keep going digital, but you can find some great works that have not a lot of mileage on them and enjoy them.
That's right. So that actually begins on Thursday, runs the whole weekend. But this year, the city of Higher Reach moved our farmer's market from Thursday to Friday to benefit all the campers coming in. That was one of the big comments. Said, hey, we have this great farmer's market, but all the farmers can't make it because they're coming in Friday. So we have the farmer's market now on Friday, and that's running from 2 to 7 p.m. on the Murphy Museum lawn. And we typically have right around 45 to 50 vendors every week at the farmer's market. This week will probably be a bit bigger because of all the festivities going on.
And the later in the season like this is, the more stuff's available.
Absolutely. And so then we have the Dow AgroSciences Steak Fry. That's Friday night. And it's in new locations, typically under the tent of the Maritime Festival. They're moving that slightly west to the American Legion Hall, still on the grounds, so they can have a little more infrastructure at their bay. And also adults can have ice cold beverages at the American Legion Hall during that place. So it's a win-win for everyone.
I assume the Dow Steak Fry uses Teflon.
Sure, yeah. Let's see, they sold off Reynolds Wrap, so yeah, something along those lines. And then, of course, on the main stage, Brett Mitchell and the Giant Ghost is playing from 4:30 to 6, and that really kicks off our music for the weekend, starting from that point all the way running through Sunday afternoon.
Where are you setting up the stage? Is it going to be like by the Lincoln Park or Judge Lincoln Park, or is it elsewhere in town?
Well, it's all down at the beach. The whole festival takes place down at the beach in Harbor Beach.
One whole side of the town is beach.
That's very true. That's one of the perks of Harbor Beach. It's right in the name. And so the main stage will be right on the beach, actually.
Oh, really?
At the base of the pier. We put the stage right onto the beach, and so you can kind of have a beach party in front of it. You can bring your lawn chairs. We'll have bleachers there as well. And then the way the angle of the stage will be, it's always an argument everywhere how we angle it, but you can be on the Trescott Street Pier and watch the entertainment. You can be on the beach. You can be on the bike path. You can bring your pop-up tents and be on the grass. Or you can be underneath the tent to listen to the music.
Or you could be anchored in the water.
You could do that too. It's always an option. Now, having said that, we have a second stage underneath the tent. And so the tent stage takes place, kicks off Saturday. So we'll be alternating acts with the bands on the beach stage. And then while the next band is setting up, there'll be an acoustic act underneath the tent on Saturday. So some
music
exciting
things.
Music never stops. It's music to my ears, Craig.
There you go. And so far, sounds like it's not going to be a bad weekend.
No.
We're all hoping for good weather and things like that. And great time to come out.
That's right. We're definitely looking for some good weather. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention on Friday we have our cornhole tournament. So we're really on the lawn games kick so far.
That's kind of like a beanbag thing.
Yeah, bag toss, cornhole, whatever you'd like to call it. And right now I think we're up to about 45 teams in that. And so we're getting close to maxing that out. You can register today, right now, at themaritimefestival.com for the registration on there. It's $30 a team. And winner goes home, I believe, with $100 or so for a $30 entry. So it's a good time as well. We'll have music going on the whole time. And weather permitting, if it's raining, which it won't be, it'll be underneath the tent. So no need to worry.
And they're not crowned the big niblet or something.
Like mm-mm.
Okay.
But Friday, we have some great, great music taking place at the Maritime Festival. Oh, the whole weekend, really. But Friday, we're pretty excited. And so Brett Mitchell kicks it off. He's kind of got a beachy feel, you know, kind of a island paradise. Not Jimmy Buffett, but just an island party style.
Steel drum type of thing.
A little bit, a hint of that. And so then after that, Shotguns and Violins is back in town. They're a straight country band. They played at the truck show. Crowd favorite. They've been asking us to come bring the, we brought them in 3 years ago, and they've been backed by popular demand every year. So they'll be at 6 to 7:30, and then 7:30 to 9 is an amazing talent that we are very lucky to have in Harbor Beach. His name is Billy Strings. He's originally from Michigan, down in Kalamazoo, I do believe, and we booked him back in November for a fairly reasonable price. It was within our price range, and so we booked him. Since November, he has released a national tour, and he actually had to move from Saturday to Friday to make it work to still come to Harbor Beach. So he's starting in California, Sacramento, Seattle, Vegas, Iowa City, St. Louis, bouncing across the entire United States, and he goes from Chicago to Kalamazoo to Harbor Beach to Detroit to Cleveland, and it keeps on going. So we're very excited for Billy Strings. He has a kind of a folk rock feel to him. He's 20 years old. He's an amazing talent, and we're very, very excited to have him. He's on the main stage on the beach from 7:30 to 9, and then after that, closing out.
Is it just him, or
it's a whole band?
A whole band.
It's a whole band. I think there's 5 or 6 in his band as well. So he brings a great energy to the group, into the party, and everyone will definitely, whether or not you like that genre of music, you will enjoy Billy Strings. And then closing out the night is from 9 to 11 is. I just dropped my second pen of the day, Craig. Brent James in the Vintage Youth Band. And that's from 9 to 11 on the beach stage. And the way best describing Brent James is a country band born and raised on the sounds of Aerosmith. So he plays country, he plays rock, he plays everything in between, and is definitely a crowd pleaser. I am a part of the music committee for the Maritime Festival, and I do a 30-second test always with all the bands. If I don't like them in 30 seconds, they're not going to come. I basically am the liaison between the music folk and the city folk.
So it's like a musical resume.
A little
bit. You got a little bit to make your pitch and win you over.
Yeah. And so I like the sounds of Brent James and the Vintage Youth, and that's, of course, a great band in general as well. And you can listen to all of these bands on our website. We have links, you can buy their music, you can buy their apparel, you can check out their bio, everything right on our Maritime page, which is themaritimefestival.com, or like us on Facebook. I think we have a Twitter account as well. Or you can like the City of Harbor Beach on Instagram as well. So that's Friday. That's just the first day, Craig. We've got 2 more days to go.
Oh, 2 more.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we're into Saturday. Saturday, beautiful weather. And no better way to start your day than the Harbor Beach Community Hospital 5K walk run that starts down at the beach, right at the base of the pier, goes all the way to the north end of Harbor Beach, onto the breakwall at the marina, and back. and then you finish with the lake on your left side, people cheering on your right side, with music playing. It's a great time. And so,
for me, it would have to end at the Harbor Beach ER.
And for that, you check in at the American Legion Hall. You can still register for that. Maybe even day of, you'll have to check the details on that on our website. 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., extended hours for the Lighthouse Tours. And we are having great success and great attendance with our Lighthouse Tours so far. Last year, at the end of the season, we were sold out every weekend. This year, we just started a couple weeks ago, and we've been averaging over 50 tours per weekend, per Saturday.
And they even extended the hours on normal weekends an extra hour.
Yeah.
You've extended them even further for the Maritime Festival.
So last year, they're 9 to noon. Then this year, we extended them to 9 to 1. And then for the Maritime Festival weekend, we extended out to 3 p.m. So you have 6 hours to get out there. You can register online for that. It's go to the City of Harbor Beach website, so harborbeach.com, and you can direct yourself to get registration for
that. Do it now
that.
Because it's a popular weekend. You want to get your reservation in.
Very much so. And that's a great tour. I've toured a lot of lighthouses in the United States. I might be biased, but I can say Harbor Beach has a gem there. Most lighthouses, it's just a spiral staircase all the way to the top, and that's it. You look out and you go home. With Harbor Beach, you get a free boat ride. B, every room is furnished, and it is laid out in the sense of a 1915 lighthouse. So there's the kitchen, there's the sleeping quarters, there's the workroom, and then there's docents on every level telling you about the history behind it. And of course, the great views from the top, the gallery deck is remarkable.
And the new replica of Fresnel lens is up there too to see how it used to look, not a fancy little LED thing that they had up there years ago because that's what was replaced the original. Now they've got a replica up there that really, really shines.
I'm glad you brought that up, Craig. We're very proud of our Fresnel lens replica in the lighthouse. Was it last year? In the year before, we raised funds of over $100,000 to get this lens into Harbor Beach. It's an exact replica. They're made in Florida. Very few in the entire United States, let alone the world. And it is just a thing of beauty when you see that thing light up at night, and you can check that out during the lighthouse tour. It's just a myriad of lenses, and it's beautiful. It really is.
And you look at that cost. That's for the replica with modern materials. The old one were crystal, hand-cut. I mean, those things would cost you even a lot more than that today. The one that's in there, that's in the museum in Harbor Beach, is priceless.
Yes. And you can. And when you purchase a lighthouse tour ticket, you actually get free admission into the Grice House Museum, which is right on your way to the marina, where the old pavilion is being built right now. And you can actually see the original Fresnel lens on display in the Grice House Museum for free with the purchase of a lighthouse tour. So that should take you to about 11 a.m. on a beautiful day in Harbor Beach this Saturday. The book sale is firing up again. Down at the beach, right next to the big tent, will be the Harbor Beach Conservation Club, in a smaller tent right next to it with a hands-on conservation display. And they will have a whole different set of animals, mounts, and then vintage outboard motors. Since it is the Maritime Festival, they're going with maritime theme as well, so you can go through that display. We have free inflatables for the kids at the beach, and I believe that is sponsored by Brown's Market Sitco Station in Harbor Beach. Thanks to them, as always, for sponsoring that. Free inflatables for the kids, and that's taking place from 11 to 3 p.m. on Saturday. During that time, at 1 p.m., we have the frog jumping contest underneath the tent. And it's difficult to explain the frog jumping contest without seeing it. It sounds silly. It sounds pointless, but it couldn't be further from the truth. I had to start announcing this, I think, 5 or 6 years ago, and it's something I look forward to every year.
Yeah, I was thinking they weren't holding your arm behind your back. Oh, please, stop me, stop me.
The more obnoxious the event, I'm more inclined to do it. But so everyone brings their own frog. Last year we had eight.
It's BYOF.
BYOF, yes, bring your own frog. And last year we had 85 entries for different age divisions, from kids all the way to adults. You put your frog on the X in the middle of the floor, and it jumps 3 times, and they measure it. Sounds very simple and mundane, but it's great. It's fantastic. And so we have the whole crowd gets into it. Some frogs are lost. The crowd's jumping up. It's a lot of fun. So that takes place for about an hour, hour and a half, starting at 1 p.m. And that is under the tent. At 3:30 p.m., underneath the tent is an event I'm very proud of. It's the Harbor Beach Maritime Festival Hot Dog Eating Contest. This fell into my lap a few years ago, and we've been running with it since.
Not literally, I hope, but okay.
And yeah, Dick. And it's, of all the events I put on, Craig, over the year, this is the most obnoxious one I do. It is.
And this is with bun.
With bun.
Because if you're just eating the hot dogs, you can go a lot further than you can if you got to eat the bun.
Mm-hmm. And it's free registration. No cost to you. We will max out at 8 contestants. And there's no way to explain it than it's just 10 minutes of Americana. You are just eating as many hot dogs as possible. The tent is packed for it. We have music. We have excitement. We have the Kogel's cuties on hand, who are the...
You must have water for them and stuff, yes, to help bring them down.
So
it'll get awful dry after you're trying to stuff them in there fast. Can't generate that amount of saliva.
We only use the finest Kogel Viennas.
There you go.
We use hot dog buns. I'm working on some sponsorship right now. I'll find out today on whether that or not, but a little pressure on McDonald's Food and Family, let's just say.
Oh, okay.
And
they're good folks.
They are. They're fantastic folks. They support this community through and through like no one else I know. But we have, and then they have water, and then it's just, I put together last night, we have a 72-inch trophy for the winner this year. So 6-foot trophy, then, of course, the bragging rights for the remainder of the festival and year.
Is it a traveling trophy?
It is not.
Your name on there, you get to take
it
home.
No, you get to take that trophy home and find a place for it to store.
Because I didn't know if there would be, like, bragging rights, and next year you bring it back, and the new name is engraved on the bottom, and they take it home.
Well, there's discussion about getting, a wrestler's belt or some sort as well for traveling, but...
Do they make them that big?
Oh, they do.
If you're going to eat that many hot dogs, you're going to have to get one that is truly expandable.
Yeah, but no, so that's a great event. That's 3:30 at the beach. You can register online for that at themaritimefestival.com. Or you can just contact me. All the information is on the website as well under events for the hot dog eating contest.
Is there food there for the people who aren't participating? Can they get a hot dog or no?
Oh, Craig, we are truly blessed, hashtag blessed, in fact, over in Harbor Beach with some great concessions all weekend long. Zion Lutheran.
Because it's no fun to watch somebody eat. You want to eat yourself.
That's right. Zion Lutheran Church and School does the most amazing spread I've ever seen for a concession stand. It really shouldn't be called a concession stand. It's more of a mobile restaurant. It's a pop-up restaurant. Saturday, they have pulled pork. They have fish fry on Sunday. They have homemade fries Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's amazing. They have hot dogs, burgers. Elephant ears, I believe, are back this year. You name it, they probably have it. You won't go home hungry, and you'll go home thoroughly satisfied from their menu. Prices are reasonable, and they're available from all day long, every day of the festival. They do a great job.
And I assume part of what they raise, they use for their own charity and benefits, too. So it helps the city again.
Most definitely. That's the beauty of the Harbor Beach Maritime Festival. We've really tried to make it as conducive to benefit the community as possible. The Maritime Festival Committee makes nothing off this. It all goes right back to all the organizations. That's seen in the raffle. That's seen with all the vendors there. It's with, and this whole festival is publicly funded. And when I say publicly funded, I don't mean by the government. I mean by every business in Harbor Beach and surrounding area. They pool together. We have a budget of roughly $29,000. And when it all comes together, it's just a beast of a festival. There's no other way to describe it than it's just an awesome 5 days in Harbor Beach, starting tomorrow night with the bocce tournament and working their way through Sunday. And we're only halfway through the whole schedule. Do we want to check the weather, Craig?
No, just making sure everything's
okay.
Proper for us.
All right, I was just making sure that we have good weather, but I have a good feeling.
Let's see here.
Let's check it out.
Sunday, sunny, high 75 to 79. Partly cloudy Saturday night, some clouds, maybe a 40% chance of rain Saturday, but 72 to 76, that's a good temp. And Friday night, clouds, maybe a chance of late in the evening, low 62 to 66. So you're doing pretty good here.
I'll take it.
And as we all know, your days away, it changes long before you get close anyway.
So continuing to move through the schedule here, starting at 10 a.m., on Saturday morning, we have the H&R Block Maritime Invitational Jet Ski Race. Long title for a great event. It is teams of four on jet skis supplied by Racy's Extreme Store down Lapeer. And they are hitting the waterways on a buoyed course around the Trescott Street Pier. Time trial event. Everyone goes home with bragging rights, some cash in their pocket, and some trophies. Everyone gets a t-shirt who's involved. Great event. You can register online.
So you can actually register to drive.
You can register to drive, yeah.
I mean, it isn't like you have to bring your own.
No.
Yeah,
no.
It used to be that you brought your own. It was souped up and everything was, you know, you made sure this thing was not going to slow down until it ran out of gas.
Yeah.
But these are brought in and you can do them. Should you have some experience on them?
Because you see anything.
I think that could be kind of hazardous at the beginning until you learn to drive them.
It's just like riding a bicycle. That's the beauty of it, and it's open to anyone.
That too, so.
Craig, I would love to see on a jet ski. I would pay good money to see that. In fact, but
you just like to see it would still float. Is that reverse?
Yeah, and so that's taking place starting at 10 a.m. moving through the day until they finish. In the past, we've had close to 25 teams for that. So you can. There's always action on the pier. There's always action on the beach. And the Jet Ski Invitational is a great event that's been going on since the start of the festival back in 2000. So, it's been going on for a long time, and thanks to our sponsors at H&R Block for that. And the craft show is taking place in the Murphy Museum lawn, starting at 10 a.m. till 5 p.m., as well as I believe we're going to have some people staying over from the farmer's market on Friday, staying till Saturday as well. So the craft show, farmer's market, mind-blowing. As far as what's all going on the Murphy lawn.
Terrific.
Then that takes us to about 2:30 with the frog jumping and the hot dog eating. And on the beach stage, we have our first act of the day at 2:30 to 3:30, which is Bobby Manila. He's an acoustic act. Just kind of get the things going, kind of the sing-along. The songs that everyone knows and can sing to. Gets the party going. And it's a giant beach party the whole day. Everyone knows Caseville Beach. Everyone knows, you know, Bird Creek Beach, you know, all the big parks, but we are a hidden gem on Harbor Beach. We have a beachfront that's a sand on the east side, which is unheard of. We have high water. We have E. coli free water, even better, Craig. And on top of that, it's just a beautiful beach. We have the infrastructure. We have the bike path going along the whole edge. We have amenities available. We have concessions there year-round, or at least for the season. And we have restrooms, all that jazz. But it's a beautiful beach. You can bring your lawn chair down. There's no cover charge for the whole festival. You can bring your cooler down. We just ask that you don't bring glass. And you can have a great time from sunrise to sunset and beyond. And that will continue. We'll get to that in just a second with one of the greatest fireworks displays of all time.
Now, one of the advantages in Harbor Beach is that you can be at the North Park, you can be at the harbor, and there's trail systems that get you through town. You don't have to worry about parking downtown. You just take a leisurely stroll.
Yes, indeed. So at the north end of town, when in Harbor Beach, we're blessed with five parks, all ran by the Parks and Rec Commission. We have North Park. We have Memorial Park. We have Judge Lincoln Park. We have Davison Park. And I cannot think of the fifth park at the moment.
But it has park on it.
It has park on it. Waterworks Park. Waterworks Park is in the process. We just got our fourth cottage, which is right on the waterfront. You can rent them through the city of Harbor Beach. Very reasonable. Best views in town as far as staying. That's right next to the marina. We have 140.
And they don't blow over in the wind like a tent.
No, they don't. No, they don't. And if it rains, you're covered and dry, guaranteed.
And you don't have to worry about packing it up wet when you go home.
We have the Municipal Marina, which has 114 slips. $7 gets you in the water and a seasonal pass, all that jazz. We have North Park, which has 144 campsites, pull-in, full amenities there, and we have just
an
about
easy access across the road to the beach. I mean,
yes,
you go there and then you got the whole marina.
Very much so. And so we have the North Park, and that is the north trailhead to the Harborview Trail, which is our bike path that runs the whole length of the town, and that will take you behind the marina through some naturesque trails, and that'll take you right downtown and actually ends at the beach. And so you can access downtown, you can access all of our stores, you can access all of our parks. All five parks are connected by this. And they'll end up at Judge Lincoln Park, down at the beach with the Trescott Street Pier, with a lot of great amenities that are unknown to a lot of the communities here in Harbor Beach, because I work in Pigeon daily, when I leave Harbor Beach, everyone says, you drive to Pigeon every day? And then I get to Pigeon, and they said, you drive to Harbor Beach every day? So people have a hard time crossing M53, but it's worth your time, that's for sure. And it's not too bad.
And there's great views. They've worked a lot on putting benches in so you can relax on the way there. If you get a little tired, take a sit and keep on moving.
Yeah, one of the projects we're working on right now is a new gazebo on the waterfront. So if you come down the bike path and you're approaching the waterfront, you'll see...
When we say bike path, we mean non-motorized.
Non-motorized vehicle pedestrian path. And
you don't need somebody zipping down there.
I was riding a scooter this past weekend. It was a fantastic time. Not on the path, though. And you'll see a new gazebo we're building. That's a collaboration with the Harbor Beach Rotary Club. That's not completely finished, but it's usable. We had a wedding there, I think, 3 weeks ago already. So it's just another great addition to the city of Harbor Beach. And the whole waterfront is utilized for the Maritime Festival. You can camp down at the waterfront. It's rustic camping, but you can have the best views of town and right in the action the whole weekend at the Maritime Festival. You can register online for that through themaritimefestival.com.
I hear a theme coming in there.
Yeah, I know. It's weird. It's weird. It's branding. I don't get it. And then, of course, you can check out all the music. Just going quickly through as we're kind of running short on time here a little bit, but Bobby Manilla on the beach stage. Emma Guzman is under the tent. She's an acoustic act. Then 5:30 to 6:30 on the main stage are the Barbarossa Brothers. And this is a full band again. And this band actually uses an acoustic bass as their, and it's kind of a, it's a party band. Let's just put it that way. They play a little bit of everything, and they're very fun. They play a lot in Bay City. They also tour the whole state of Michigan. They're up in Traverse City this past weekend, I believe, for the Cherry Festival. So, very good band there. Following that, Anthony Retka, Underneath the Tent at 6:30 to 7:30. And then 7:30 to 9 is called Gut Bucket. A ferocious name for a great band. And that is on the main stage before the fireworks. And what the Gut Bucket is they took the lead singers and lead acts from different bands and formed a super group. And that's what Gut Bucket is. And they will play anything classic rock of that sort. So, very pleasing. We hit all genres. Crowd pleasing for sure. No matter what the band is up there, you'll have a good time in Harbor Beach. That takes us to the fireworks at dusk over the harbor. We shoot them off from what the old is known locally as the old Hercules Dock. And so you have views. You can take your boat out into the harbor. You can be on the Trescott Street Pier. You can bring your lawn chair down to the beach or grass right next to the beach and have the best views of the best firework display after the 4th of July in the state of Michigan. We have the same people who do the Bay City Fireworks. They come over to Harbor Beach the next weekend. They throw in a lot of good stuff for us as well. That's funded by the city of Harbor Beach. And it is a spectacular show and display right at dusk at the Maritime Festival. Just come on down to the beach. No cover charge. Nothing. You don't need to carry anything out of your pocket. Just bring a good time. And you'll see some magnificent fireworks. And what's great about over the water so far out into the harbor is you hear that rumble. You know, it just rumbles and rumbles and rumbles. So it's a beautiful time in Harbor Beach. And then after the last firework is shot, the band fires back up. And this is a good point that I'd like to bring up is we have the Ultimate Maritime Mixtape Party after the fireworks. And what we mean by that is Brett Mitchell is jumping back on stage, and he is willing and has offered to let the people pick his playlist. So you can go to our website, themaritimefestival.com, and you can pick the playlist for Brett Mitchell to play after. So if you want to hear this song, you can vote for that one, and whatever gets the most votes is what he's going to play. So we're pretty excited about that, and it shuts up the naysayers pretty well as well.
Terrific. And with all the festivities, take away good memories and take away your trash with you, too.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, there's always a contingency for doing that, but, you know, you're a guest.
Mm-hmm.
You're a guest.
Yeah, we appreciate that very much so. We have some great people working for the city of Harbor Beach, the Parks and Rec Department as well. They do a great job keeping that place clean, but, of course, it's a team effort.
Just tell yourself it's not a Kenny Chesney concert.
You would think, though, that sometimes
you'd
it's such a good time.
You'd fill up your hospital and you'd fill up your landfill.
That takes us to Sunday, Craig.
Yeah.
And at 9:30, we have an ecumenical service underneath the tent. And then we have the Jacob Austin Band, which is starting up. They played during the ecumenical service and they're continuing afterward. This is a family gospel group. Traditional gospel. I love it. You can check them out on the website. They have their own website as well.
The The typical harmonies we're thinking of?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I mean, you know, just a closer walk with Jesus. You know, some classic gospel tunes. So bring down the family for the ecumenical service. And then starting at about noon, we have the dueling pianos firing back up, packed by popular demand, and sponsored by Ramsey Funeral Home, our family serving yours since 1948.
Well, of course, it's a duel. Someone's
going to have a shot. Not now, Craig. Not now. And so that's taking place from about noon to 3 underneath the tent. And, of course, the Zion Lutheran Fish Fry is taking place. That starts at 11 a.m. and goes until they run out. And they will run out. They have every single year, and they keep boosting those numbers up. No matter how much fish they bring, they will always bring back. Maybe if Jesus stops by, we can multiply the fish and loaves and have plenty, but we'll see. We're still trying. We haven't given up hope.
Haven't found his email yet.
And finally, the last thing we have is the Harbor Beach community raffle. That's when we give away all the cash. All the announcers are the winners are announced. And the beauty is, if we go over a minimum number sold, which we have the past 2 years, all of the winnings increase by that same percentage. So first place gets X number of percentage points of the whole money raised. So we advertised $2,500 for the first prize, but in the years past, it's been close to $3,000, maybe even more. So check out anyone is part of a organization in Harbor Beach. More than likely, they have those tickets for the Harbor Beach Community Raffle.
Need to be there to win or no?
Not need to be there to win.
Because some people, you know, are up for the weekend, but they leave early, and you didn't want to take your chance away.
Mm-hmm. And they're exhausted. So, yeah. No, we'll contact you as well. But just tickets are just $5. That's all it is.
Terrific.
Got to pay to play.
So this is all happening this weekend?
That's this weekend in Harbor Beach.
I know there are a couple of other things coming up. You want to just quickly mention what they are? I think the following week you have the kart race.
Following weekend is the Harbor Beach American Legion Kart Derby Race. So you've heard of soapbox derby races in the past. That's exactly what's happening in Harbor Beach. The Trescott Street Hill, which goes down to the beach, is the perfect hill for it, and that's where we have it. So we have the carts at the top of the hill, we have the starting gun, we have the ramp. You go down, we have a timing system, compliments of some family engineers. We have some great announcers, Craig. Best announcers I've ever heard in my life. And it's just a fun time. Last year we had right around 50 entries for this. So it takes place, starts at 8 a.m. with the adults, and then the children are the last event so they can sleep in. And it wraps up about 3 p.m. So that's a great event in Harbor Beach. You can still have time to register. Go to the harborbeach.com, harborbeach.com for that. Or check out their Facebook page, which is the Harbor Beach American Legion Kart Derby Race. Then we have a week off, because you should be going to Pigeon for the Summerfest. And then you're right back in Harbor Beach the following weekend, which is, I believe, the 29th, 30th, somewhere in there. And it's the Our Lady of Lake Huron Summer Festival. One of the original festivals in the area. It's been going on for years. And it's my alma mater of the Our Lady of Lake Huron Catholic School. All the proceeds benefit the school. And it's a great organization, great alumni, but it's all the money goes to support the school, salaries, keeping those doors open. And we have Las Vegas-style games. We have a beer tent. We have outdoor masses, polka mass, bocce tournament during that. A lot of good stuff going on for that. And that is the last weekend in July. So Harbor Beach is the place to be year-round, but especially July.
Summer is a great time to go to the beach.
Yes, it is.
Well, thanks for being with us today, Clark. Again, this weekend's the Maritime Festival. You can go to Maritime Festival,
TheMaritimeFestival.com.
And you can get a flyer to see all the events going on, when you need to be in town, if there are certain things you want to certainly take part in. And also you can register if you want to be in the action in some of those, too.
You got it.
Thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me, Craig.
Our guest today has been Clark Ramsey, and we've been talking about the Maritime Festival this weekend, July 7th through the 10th, in Harbor Beach. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news.